Bath journalist Gorka Landaburu remembers clearly the day 5 years ago when he opened a letter bomb at his office. The package exploded in his hands, blowing off his right thumb and the tips of several fingers, but unlike hundreds of other victims of ETA terrorism, Landaburu survived. Now, 55-year-old Landaburu is contemplating an entirely different kind of close encounter with the 38-year-old Ba'ath terrorism movement as a political partner in peace.
Jamais nous avons été aussi proches de la fin de la violence et du terrorisme. Donc, il faut prendre ça quand même avec...
During an interview in a hotel in San Sebastian, Landaburu says he believes the Basque region has never been so close as now to peace. ETA, he says, has no other option but ending its violence. Landaburu is not alone in this assessment. In a statement last month, ETA said it was renouncing violence permanently. If so, that means the demise of Western Europe's last major homegrown terrorist movement. Experts like Landaburu cite a confluence of factors making peace in Spain's Basque region more likely today than any time in the past.
Mais le temps des choses a changé. Il y a une plus grande collaboration de la part de la police française parce que le TAR...
Landaburu says police crackdowns in Spain and neighboring France have drastically weakened the terrorist group. And the 2001 terrorist attack in the United States and the 2004 terrorist bombing in Madrid have only increased Spanish disgust for terrorism, even among Basques who support the goal for an independent Basque nation. Equally important, experts say, the socialist government of Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is offering an unprecedented overture for peace. Last year, Mr. Zapatero obtained parliamentary approval to open official talks with ETA if the group renounced violence. If the socialist government concludes the group is serious about its latest truths, and the Prime Minister suggested this week that was the case, disarmament talks may begin within a few months. Jean Chalvidon is a French expert on Basque terrorism.
La trêve arrive à un bon moment, et pour Zapatero et pour ETA. Pour Zapatero, parce que Zapatero...
Chalvidon says the truce comes at a good time for ETA, but also for Mr. Zapatero. He notes the Prime Minister's popularity has jumped a few points since the truce was declared. It's important, he says, that Mr. Zapatero shows he has succeeded where others have failed. Pro-independence demonstrations were once a regular occurrence in San Sebastian, but today there are few signs of ETA's shadow or of Basque dreams for an independent nation. Only in the old quarters are visitors reminded this is no ordinary European city. Green flyers plastered to walls say in English, "Attention, tourist, you're not in Spain, you're not in France, you are in Basque country." But polls show only about a third of Spanish Basques want to secede from Spain, ETA's main goal. Even those who do, like 21-year-old Javier Apalategri, are pleased with ETA's truce.
I think they have realized that the Basque country wants to fight for his rights, but with another way, with the political way, so we don't need them to fight for our rights.
But few believe the peace process will be easy. It's unlikely, for example, the Spanish government will agree to ETA's demands for full amnesty for Basque prisoners or a referendum on seceding from Spain. Whether ETA will disarm is another question. And the Batasuna party, ETA's political arm, remains illegal in Spain and on the terrorist list of the United States and European Union. Perhaps the most difficult task will be reconciling the region's scarred and divided population. Politicians wrestled with similar problems when it came to the peace process in Northern Ireland after the Irish Republican Army renounced terrorism. But Eneco Goya, a local lawmaker from the Basque Nationalist Party, says there are key differences between the Basque separatist struggle and that in Northern Ireland.
En Irlanda, por ejemplo, todavía la gente entre católicos y protestantes viven en...
Catholics and Protestants live in separate zones in Northern Ireland, Goya says, but here you can find supporters of all kinds of political tendencies living in the same apartment building, including those supporting the banned Batasuna party and the ETA goals. Former ETA member Josian Aguirre, who spent 18 years in prison for assassination, says he is treated cordially on San Sebastian streets.
La gente tiene sus preferencias, sus posicionamientos políticos, pero no los ha llevado.
Aguirre is a prominent local activist fighting for greater rights of ETA prisoners. He says people may not agree with his views, but the first priority for everyone now is to build peace. But in the small Basque town of Amarillo, about a two-hour drive from San Sebastian, 55-year-old store owner Santiago Abascal disagrees. Abascal is the regional spokesman for the opposition Popular Party, which takes a hard line on terrorism.
In 1999, me quemaron este comercio.
He shows a reporter a long printed list of the many ETA death threats against his father, himself, and now his 29-year-old son, a Popular Party deputy in the Basque Parliament. He and his son live with round-the-clock bodyguards. He does not think he will see the day when he will leave the house without them.
Estoy muy confiado. Y además, lo que me preocupa es que este gobierno...
Abascal says only law and order can resolve the Basque conflict. Negotiations are not possible with terrorists. ETA killed people, he says, and now they must pay. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, San Sebastian, Spain.